Thank you, David.
Well, how about that?
Welcome to everybody. Put my stuff over there. Welcome to this, I guess like a chambre theater here with a beautiful new backdrop. And we're making the hall look pretty good these days.
Now, I'll tell you this. Somebody's asleep at the wheel because
why?
When I was on the board, I would have never let anybody, like, take over the place like this.
Well, it's not taking over. We're enhancing it. We're beautifying it.
Taken over.
Well, actually, part of the reason for putting the drapes up is to hide the chairs when the chairs are back there. But anyway, I think it looks good. Thank you, Susie.
It's handsome. It's very handsome.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very handsome.
But, you know, we've come a long way. Well, actually, not very far, really. But it seems like a long way in the years that we've been here, that we've got this fancy screen. I don't know if you noticed our new roadie rack back there with all the equipment sitting on it. I mean,
I'm having a good day.
Pretty upscale.
I'm having a really good day as long as there's water and the toilet's flush.
That's true. That's true.
And that used
Don't even say it because
that
it could jinx
one
it.
Point was the single biggest consideration about working at the hall was would there be enough water and would the toilets flush? And they would come to me saying, "Where's the plunger, Linda?" It's like, "Oh, I don't know."
I remember actually one of the early meetings when the toilets were not working, and I walked outside for a moment, and there was a whole line of guys out back by the trees, and a whole line of women watching.
You wish.
Wishing.
Yeah, you wish. Gotcha.
Anyway.
Welcome. I want to make a New Year's comment.
Okay.
I think it's been very interesting, as David was talking about, that this was the close of the first decade of this millennium, this century. I mean, it's really monumental in a way. And I have to laugh because every single thing that I've heard on the media from people was like, yeah, goodbye. Nobody is exactly saying, boy, was that a great 10 years. They're all like, whoa, okay, let's keep moving.
It was, you know, it had its rough points, but we're all still
That's
here.
That's an understatement. You want to see my scars?
We're all still smiling. I mean, it wasn't that bad. Now I'm going to get all sorts of email.
I didn't say it was that bad. I just said it was a wild ride.
It was a wild ride.
And it wasn't all easy.
Yeah.
It was certainly not calm or...
So what are you hoping for in this next year or next 10 years even? What are you hoping for, like, as we get into 2010?
Joy and experience.
Well, those don't always necessarily mean it's going to be easy. The joy was good. The experience might be a little rough.
I didn't necessarily say easy. I understand that when you move forward that it isn't always easy, that each step forward is a step forward, but I'd like to be able to do it with joy.
With joy. Yeah. Yeah. But you know, it's one of my favorite Tobias channels or messages was when he said that if you knew that it was all going to work out and you weren't worried, is this going to work? Is this not going to work? If you knew it was going to work out.
Well, it's whose definition of working out?
Well, but, I mean, here we are. Here we are with Shamba from all around the world. And here we are relatively doing pretty good for the most part.
You know what? I like that. But, you know, if I got hit by a car, it'll still all work out. Yeah. So that's...
Well,
come on. What does that really mean?
Well, just the experience of the car thing.
I'm just saying, that's an interesting line, but...
But if you... Actually, here. Now, I didn't mean to get into this metaphysical discussion in our otherwise joyful and light opening, but if you knew it was all going to work out and you didn't worry about it, let's say you just knew this year was... It was going to work out, it was going to be fine, and you weren't worried about it, and you said, now I can express joyfully and openly, I don't have to worry... Well, therefore, you're not going to attract car accidents and crappy people in your life and bad experiences because you've kind of set out a dynamic. It's already worked out. You see? Applause. I got to beg for the applause. You get it naturally.
John Kaderka, were you able to record that last little line? Because I want to be able to play that back to him on some day.
Yeah, we're going
to
play it back. A year from now... At the 2000,
11.
January channel. We'll play it back, and everybody go, oh, that was so wise. That was so brilliant. Anyway, so we've gotten a little off track, but
I don't think that's off. Does anybody think that was off track?
No.
It was off my track. I have slides, and I got a little bit of a problem that Adamus really would like to come in, but you
let
always
him go.
You always
let him go.
You always say, who's the boss?
Let him go. He is.
And I'm.
I think it's obvious. Let him loose.
I'm exerting my.
I dare you to let him loose.
Bossness right
I
now.
I double
Damn
dog
it.
Dare you
Damn
to
it.
Let him loose.
We're going to go through these slides.
I double dog dare you to let him loose.
You saw me. I work like a banshee.
I dare you. Let him loose.
No. No.
I dare you. Let him loose.
Now wait until you see. The slides later, you'll see it says no negotiating. So, no negotiating.
I say it was a negotiation. I just said let him loose.
I worked from 7 o'clock yesterday morning till 9 o'clock last night.
Well, that's why he would be even more
working
amused.
On these slides. Damn it, we're going to see them. We will experience the slides. And,
Jean put together
put together a beautiful slide program with the music and everything from slides from the Christmas party and the New Year's. This is important.
You can do the slides at the end.
No.
Go for it.
No. Actually, I would like to go through the slides.
Oh, that was hell no.
That was that look.
Yeah, I got the look.
Anyway, we have a wonderful day here. As David mentioned, it is a beautiful day in the canyon. About 40 degrees, but at this altitude with the sun.
In the dry.
You can walk outside like this. You don't need a jacket. Beautiful, beautiful day.
Well, you can walk out like this when it's 30 below zero. You just won't
do
very well.
Today is rather comfortable. I'm enjoying it. It is a Chamber of Commerce day here in the mountains.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful day. And I thank everybody for coming out, being here.
There's some new people here.
Yeah.
I can see them. And some people we haven't seen for a long time.
Yeah. Well, let's get into that right
Hi,
now.
Stephen
the introductions. Cozy. Welcome to Chambra from all around the world. Wasn't that cool? Yeah. That's nice. You want to see that again?
Ooh.
Yeah. And you notice I don't even have to have the laptop up here anymore. I just sit back up here and it's, yeah.
Mr. Control. Oh, so Virgo.
What? There it goes. Oh. You see this hard work and they love it.
Go Virgo.
So anyway, I'd like to welcome everybody who's tuning in online, whether you're in Colorado, anywhere in the U.S., or anywhere around the world.
We all would like to welcome everybody.
And I know
Don't we welcome everybody?
Yeah. Welcome. Thank you. Welcome to...
Yeah. Worldwide.
I know we have people all throughout Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, South Korea, but you name it, and I think there's people listening in right now.
Well, it's already like 10 o'clock in Europe? So they're staying up late?
No, it's about 9:20. Yeah, getting there. So they're going to be up late by the time. So they probably want Adamus to come on now.
Yeah. Maybe that's who I could feel. And then in Australia, it's tomorrow, but it's...
Like 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
Which is not so bad. I'd rather be watching at 6 in the morning with a cup of coffee rather than trying to stay awake at 10
or
11.
Oh, no. I'd be there with a glass of red wine and an 88% cocoa bar.
Fall asleep then. Anyway, yes, we here in Cold Creek Canyon, Colorado, would like to welcome everybody who's listening in. And we have some special guests here today, some people here for the first time, and also some people that have come away. So do you want to introduce them?
Well, we have a few out-of-towners, some that admitted it and some that didn't. Let's see. We have, and I'm not going to say this right, and I so apologize. Gwenelle Gautier, are you here? Good to see you.
Good to see you. Where are you from?
Frankfurt.
Oh, Germany. Welcome.
Glad you could be here.
Welcome. Do you want to say anything to the German friends back home?
Yeah, I freue mich hier da zu sein und ich hoffe, dass ihr euch heute ein bisschen
And he said, this place is really weird. I got to get out of here at the break.
Sorry. He's had a little too much coffee.
Just kidding. I know a little German.
Just enough to get yourself in a lot of trouble. Okay, we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Steve Green from Canyon Country.
Steve, good to see
you.
Good
to see you again.
Glad you're here, Steve.
Let's see. And then we have Chandra Johnson from Arlington Heights, Illinois. Where are you, Chandra? Oh, not here. I think she's coming later.
She's probably on that train that got stuck in Nebraska with the snow.
Bummer. Gabby Krieger. Where's Gabby Krieger? Not here yet, but Gabby's going to be here from Munich.
From Munich, really?
Uh-huh, Germany.
Wow.
Tess Mahon is here from Lyle, Illinois.
Hi, Tess.
Hi, Tess. Okay, and we have Jane Olson from Buell, Idaho. Jane, where are you?
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Good to see you.
Good to see you again. And then, they sort of count, but they sort of don't, but let's just do it. Gabriela is here in from Mexico.
To me, that's legit because you live in Mexico.
Yeah, but she's got all those friends in Mexico, all those Chamba friends.
Yeah, so would you like to say hello? No, in I could have done that in Espanol. Would you like to say hello to in Spanish?
Hola, feliz año a todos los mexicanos en español.
Yeah. Thank you. Good to see you again.
I think there are a few others, but they're hiding. And it's like, you should know you can't hide here.
Is there anybody here for the first time?
Yes.
Never been here before? First time? Great. Well, welcome to everybody for the first time.
Oh, welcome. Welcome. Joel. Thank you.
You know, we've been doing this for 10 years. You'd think we'd get it right. We've had...
Hey.
I was teasing. Hey. We actually have fun doing it. And it's amazing. There's people that have been coming for almost 10 years, a lot of new people. And, of course, once we started doing the audio webcast and the video, there's just a lot of people that listen in online. So it's good to be here.
But a special thanks to our live audience because you're the ones that also make it very easy for us to feel and to interact and to laugh with you. We can feel them laughing out in the ethers, but this is always nice to have the smiling faces in front of us. So thank you, those that are attending live.
Cool. Okay. Do you remember what Adama said last month?
Yeah.
Really? Did everybody do their homework? The front section is good. The back is like, what? I have no idea what.
Like you could ignore that.
It was. It's very difficult now doing these recap slides. Gene spends a lot of time going back through the material, highlighting the important points. But when Tobias did the delivery, it was kind of he really did it in sections. It was very clear and succinct. With Adamus now just walking, it's kind of a rolling dialogue. It's much harder to do a recap, but he did have some main points. So we put those together. And Linda, would you like to read the...
Oh,
you want to see that again? I do too. I'll even get out of the way. All right, here we go. Okay, we're going back in time. Okay, and Linda's going to read the selections from Adamus.
And how long did it take you to do that?
One button. You just hit it.
Okay.
It does it all on its own. Can everybody read those? Linda will read them out loud.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to read slowly because I've had numbers of emails from the people that are trying to do the translating consecutively while we're doing this get flustered. So I'm going to read these slowly. Okay.
Deep breath. Here we go.
Back in 2002, as Crimson Circle and Chambra were solidifying, Tobias knew that he was going to be coming back to Earth to join you. He said, "Adamus, are you interested in taking over when I return to Earth?" "Tobias," I said, "this is a rough group. They have reverence for almost nothing. If I gave this other group homework, they'd do it every day, 5, 10 times a day. I know you don't do the homework. I know you only breathe when you're in trouble."
So Adamus started out the discussion telling a story about how Adamus asked him a number of years ago to to take over his role when Tobias left. And Adamus, in his story, said that he was actually thinking about another group that he was going to go work with. But Tobias really put a little bit of, not pressure on him, but really tried to convince him to work with us. And Adamus said, you know, he took a look at the other group and this group, the other group, this group. And it's like, Chambra, kind of irreverent. You give them homework, they're like, yeah, what the hell. But he went on to say,
I think, well, it sounds like he took on a challenge, don't you think? That sounds...
I think it was actually more up his alley, working with some rather, I think he goes on to say, rather gritty folks like us. Well, actually, he explains it in this next slide.
We'll go there. I took a close look at Chambra and said, what is it about them that I find so damn frustrating and agitating? But I find it to be such a challenge that I have to take it on. It's that you're real. Very, very real. There might be other words to describe it. Street smart, gritty, feisty, dirty sometimes. You get into life. You don't just talk about it. You don't just sit at the top of the mountain and contemplate it. You are it. You're very, very real, and that's why I love working with you. Knowing what's in your heart, there's nothing that's going to stop us. Whatever we choose, nothing is going to stop us.
Wow. I loved what he said.
Oh, he showed you that he likes us.
He said, Chambra are real. I mean, we're participating in life. We're going through its interesting moments, beautiful moments. But he said we're real. We're not just, like he said, sitting on top of a mountain or just, isolated thinking about it. We're actually doing it. That was a big compliment. And he went on to say,
so he picked the public school instead of the private school.
Exactly. But he said nothing is going to stop us. And we're going to work together. We're going to come to new understandings about new energy, about where we are on our journey. Nothing's going to stop us. So that was pretty sweet.
It was sweet.
Yeah. So, yes.
I actually think I'm going to frame that and put that across from my desk so I remember that some days.
Yes, you are real.
Yeah. Okay. This beast is going to be negotiating for its position. It doesn't want to be forgotten. It knows its war is no longer real. It knows that its place is quickly diminishing here on Earth. This beast isn't going to be tolerated anymore, so it's going to change its tactics. Its tactics in the past have been things like war and crime and manipulation and fear. All of the wars in the world are not going to do anything for it, so it's going to start negotiating. In the realms where you and I work, we're not going to negotiate. There's no negotiation.
And I was just talking about what's ahead this next year, next actually couple of years for all of us. And he's talking about this whole interplay of the light in the dark, or, old forces versus new, whatever we want to call it. But he was saying that, yes, we're going to see more upheavals around the world. There's going to be stress and tension next couple of years. We don't need to let it affect us. We just need to understand why it's there.
Huh, have we seen any of that even just lately?
But he said that ultimately, the whether it's the parts of us or groups around the world, countries or religions that are really trying to hold on to the old and under whatever methods that they can, they really have realized it's not going to work. This whole planet is ready to expand into a new consciousness. What that looks like, we're still not sure, but it's going to happen. And he's saying that whether it's groups or individuals, that they've recognized that war isn't going to solve the problem. A lot of terrorism isn't going to solve it. So he said this element, whether it's within us or in the outside world, is going to start negotiating. It doesn't want to be forgotten. It doesn't want to lose its place. It's going to start negotiating. And I thought it was interesting that Adama said, nope. No negotiating. All the energy is going to expand together. Those old elements think they have to maintain their identity, think they have to maintain their historical placeholding or whatever, but he's saying they'll discover they really don't need that. Whether it's a part of us, inside of us, or whether it's on the outside, everything is moving forward.
One way or the other.
I think actually in a very beautiful way.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't mean, you know, the next couple of years are still going
to... listening to the news.
According to both Tobias and Adamus, it's going to be bumpy because you're going to still see some of these forces holding out. But, you know, when... Not to get off topic, but, you know, you take one event like this, this guy who tried to... The crotch bomber, yeah. Yeah.
Wiener bomber, I call him.
The wiener bomber. Yeah. Yeah. The underwear blaster,
the
or whatever
bomber.
You want to call it. You know, it didn't work, which was kind of interesting. And on top of that, but what did work was just that little event that really, there was no catastrophe, thank God. But look at the worldwide press it got. I mean, so it did get attention, even though they didn't get what they wanted to happen, but it did get worldwide attention. It's actually bringing consciousness into focus on all this, like, what is going on in this world? Why are people doing this? I think we're all getting really tired of it. And now, if you're coming in from an international flight, you gotta. Did you have to put your books away, Gabriella? And you just sit there, no blanket, no pillow, no iPod, no book, no nothing. And you just sit there. Great time to breathe.
Because you might be hiding your
breathe.
Wiener bomb.
Yeah. So I think we ought to start promoting that. Breathe. Breathe in that
Seriously.
Last hour.
No, Nancy,
no
you
books.
Could light your wiener
no,
bomb
no
underneath your
nothing.
Book. I'm not
and
kidding.
And you know, the next thing, it's going to be a bra bomber. You know, somebody, you know.
Well, yeah, and have you seen the mechanics in bras these days?
No, I
My
have
God,
not.
It's frightening. I do it online. I can't look at all that extra stuff. It's just too scary. Yeah, it's going to be a bra bomber. You can count on it.
Anyway, moving
or
along.
Or the pregnant woman bomber.
But it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Anyway,
I don't know.
Adamus went on to say.
Okay. I'm really immature, and I just think wiener bomber is really funny.
I don't.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll try to grow up. Okay. Grow up, Linda. Okay. Now, here's where we run into a little problem. Anything that's manifested has to move. It has to keep flowing. Your creation has to keep flowing. Energy does funny things when it needs to flow. It doesn't care how. Your consciousness is the same way. It has to keep expanding. It doesn't care how. It doesn't know how high or low. It only knows. It doesn't know heaven or hell. It just is. It has to keep flowing. If it stops flowing and you keep limiting it, it'll explode. Pow! It'll create a big disaster if it has to. It doesn't care.
So at this point, Adamus was going through some of the physics drawing on the board and explaining a little bit about how consciousness and energy works. And he's going to talk more about it today. But he was saying sooner or later, energy has to move. Consciousness has to keep expanding. He was doing the diagram showing how consciousness draws in energy, then it uses it to start manifesting. It doesn't necessarily have to manifest at this reality level. It could manifest in at a lot of different levels. But he's talking about bringing that energy down to earth, applying it in our life, and he said part of the problem is that we let it get stuck. And when it gets stuck, it has to keep moving sooner or later. So, you know, we get real into our habits, into our ways. We everything gets kind of set. You know, it's comfortable. You want kind of the same patterns, you know, because it's comfortable. But after a while, whether it's our belief systems, whether it's our daily life, it has to expand. And if we try to stop it, which I think, well, I know I do at times, but we're trying to stop it. It's going to expand. And as he says here, it doesn't care if it goes high or low or left or right. It just will. Energy has to keep moving. So I think that was a really, really good point for all of us in this year. Say, how can the energy keep flowing through my life? I think he referred even, if it wasn't in this channel, it was in a recent show that he did, that even like stockpiling money doesn't work. You want to keep it flowing. Abundance is the flow of energy, not stockpiling it or storing it. So keep it flowing, keep breathing.
But don't you think that's what Chambra, that's what we as a group generally do? And we know when we kind of block it, that things start to not work, and that when
Absolutely.
It flows, then it moves forward. And it just, it's a matter of, we've all been doing that. I really believe that.
But it's easy to get caught into the same old, same old.
Absolutely.
And then we complain about, well, things are never change and never exciting, but we're actually almost, we're creating that. And it will move.
It will move.
He went on to say,
in the beginning was the breath. The breath created the word. The word is expression. The word is trapped within you, and we're going to get it out. When I'm talking to you and I say, what is it you want? What do you want to have happen? What are you choosing? And I hear this little voice, this little tiny voice. I'm not talking about volume. I'm talking about intensity and passion and desire. What happened to it? If you can't express it through your voice, who's going to believe you? Not your soul. Your soul doesn't hear you. I'm not talking about yelling. I'm talking about being real and authentic and letting it out.
Dabas has been pretty big on this, whether it's in the Shouds or in some of the mystery schools, but saying, you know, we lost our voice. Yes, we can speak words. We can go from the mind to words, but it's not really coming from the heart anymore. And he makes a particular issue saying, are you talking in your little voice, you know, way down here, or are you talking from your heart? Are you talking from just your brain? Are you talking from who you are? And he said, we've gotten out of touch with ourselves, because even the way we talk to ourselves is from here, or it's really little. So as you probably remember, Hannibal was with us last month, and he got up here and got us doing a little opening up. We've been doing that in some of the workshops, some of the schools, and really letting that voice out. And it's not about volume. It's not about screaming. But it's about coming from every part of ourself. Yeah, I think we try to have discussions with our higher self or with spirit. But again, we're still so used to doing it from a very mental place, not from necessarily the real place. And Adamus, I believe, is going to continue working with us on getting that inner voice up. So when you speak, people really feel you, not just hear you, but they really feel you. I'm surprised at how many times we're out traveling around, we encounter people who say, you know, one of my issues is I'm just invisible. Nobody notices me. You know, I go to a restaurant and they wait on everybody else and not me, like I'm not there. Or I start saying something and people just start talking like I'm not even here.
Oh, that's somebody that's been married too long.
And I think that we've been hiding for so long, and I think we wanted to go invisible, but we've been hiding for so long. And he's saying it's time to bring that up. Nothing else, just let your soul, let your inner self really hear who you are.
You know, this is really something that Saint Germain Adamus has really been focused on, and you really can't miss it. And it goes all the way back to even when he started with the don't compromise. And most of this, what he's talking about, the voice and don't compromise and talking from your soul, so often we do what people want us to do. We do what we think people want us to hear. We do what we think is the right thing that we have to say instead of what really comes from our soul. And it's a little bit of a leap at faith sometimes to have the clarity to talk and speak from your heart and soul. And it doesn't mean that gives you the license to put somebody else down for being a jerk. It's about just communicating from your soul and your heart in respect to yourself. And that for other people to hear it and to move forward and to see and feel your consciousness, they have to feel you speaking from your soul, from your heart.
Good. Thank you. He went on to say,
but at least once in this next month, talk to me without words. And it's going to be a challenge or not. It's actually very, very simple. Talk to me. Tell me a story about yourself. Tell me a story without using words this next month.
So how many actually really did the homework?
Try.
Okay, that's good. Try. It's a little challenging. And I know that because working with Tobias when he was taking me through training, at one point he said, no more words. Adamus won't talk to me in words anymore. English or German or Spanish, whatever it happens to be. It's very, very difficult at first. It's like, well, you know, we're so used to processing everything into a language, into words, and that's how we associate, and that's how we do it. To go beyond words is really awkward at first. You know, it's like riding a bicycle backwards, upside down, and not pedaling all at the same time. It really, I actually think it's a wonderful thing because it really gets you back into feeling. I'm not talking about emotion, but I'm talking about senses and feeling and awareness rather than language and words. It was very frustrating for me when Tobias was working with me on no words because I automatically began forming them. Even when I was trying not to, the words were still there. And then I'm like battling with myself saying, shut up, don't use words. And myself would say, yes, but you're using words to say shut up. And it's like, hey, you know, it was crazy.
Were you doing this in the car? Could anyone see you?
I was doing it a lot. I was really doing it a lot. Yes, in the car. And I have to say now, it's one of my favorite times, particularly like if I'm in the shower or before going to sleep at night or if I wake up in the middle of the night, going, as Tobias would say, sans definition, without words. And after a while, you just get more comfortable with it and you realize, hang on a second, this isn't anything new. We used to do this all the time. We used to always do it. And even when, in coming to Earth, when we started developing the languages, I think initially it was the soft language, vowels and singing, rather than harsh words like we use now. So it's really remembering something that we've all done before and letting it back in. It's a beautiful, beautiful way of understanding what Adamus or Spirit, any of the angels, or even yourself are really trying to communicate. Adamus doesn't like using words, and if he has to, he prefers French, which I'm not so good at. But it's actually an incredible experience. So if you've worked with it, keep going with it. Just make it easy on yourself, not a lot of pressure, but let yourself feel. And all of a sudden, one day, you'll get it. And you go, oh, it's so easy after you go through some frustration. So I know he's going to keep working on that.
Easy.
Did you work with that?
I've always worked with that.
No words?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it comes through as, you know, it's feeling and it has nuances to it. And I know I'm doing it when it's hard to describe to somebody.
It is. And it's hard to describe, but that's actually the beauty in it. That's you right. Don't have to describe it.
It's very personal.
It doesn't get structured up there.
It's very personal.
Okay. One more slide.
And you say, well, how do I not use words? Grasshopper, that's for you to discover. And then I'm going to communicate back to you without words. It's annoyingness that you just get when I communicate back to you. The hard part is, can you be without those words, the language words? You have to use the real voice of spirit, which is without language.
I think that was the key point. The real voice of spirit, no words. I don't think
language.
Spirit talks to us in words. It's just a constant expression of self, of feelings.
Jeffrey, would you like to sit down so that your back doesn't get sore later?
No, I'm doing fine.
Okay.
I'm doing fine, yeah.
Okay.
But thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was last month's shout. I would highly recommend continuing to work with this wonderful principle of no words. Again, it gets frustrating, or you fall asleep right in the middle of it.
That's not bad.
Or you say, not working today. But go back to it tomorrow and go back to it again. Pretty soon, what I learned it did for me was that once I went beyond words, it was much easier to feel other people's energy and to feel my own and to feel the energy of earth or a pet. Or all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, words actually block the flow. Words actually limit it. So just go without words. Beautiful thing.
But you're never supposed to just listen to the words. You're always supposed to feel the words even when you're using words.
Well, that's true. That's true. But words take on a whole different meaning then.
True enough.
Yes. Okay. Moving ahead, let's talk about recent events. The theme of today's slides is, I don't know, old places. I had that picture before of Stonehenge and now the Colosseum.
Okay, so I'm glad you clarified that for
me. You're probably wondering, why do I have this picture of the Colosseum? I don't know. It looked nice. I liked it. Anyway, last month was pretty much the holiday party here and the New Year party. So Gene Tinder, who's become a master at all this editing and music and everything else, put together a slideshow for us. And this is with last month's Shoud.
A recap.
Oh, okay. And a recap. So, yeah, if we could get the lights dimmed, and Linda and I are going to pull our chairs out of the way.
Is this for you? out of the whole human race. I'd recognize your face, 'cause I have loved you always. Happy holiday. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.
If you're hurting down with trouble, if your nerves are wearing thin, pack your load down the road, come to Holiday.
Thank you, Gene. That was wonderful. That's, oh, I don't, you know, I mean, they're just pictures, but I get all kind of, oh, that was great. Let me move your chair back for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks again, Gene. And I know you have fun putting it together, but it takes a long time. Okay, what next? Oh, slides. More slides. Okay, let's take a quick look at,
Where are we going?
I don't know. Oh, upcoming events.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we'll kind of quickly go through the list of upcoming events that we have. If you have any questions about them, look at the website. All the details are on there.
Sold out. Move on.
Yeah. Let's start with January, actually.
Oh.
Next week, you and I are leaving
that's
for
right.
Brazil to do the interdimensional workshop, kind of in a resort jungle setting in Brazil. I understand that they've been having a lot of rain and a lot of heat. So
and a lot of humidity. A
little different than Colorado.
I'm going to bring my, what do you call that, the window thing where you scrape the water off?
Oh, yeah, the squeegee.
Yeah, the squeegee. Yeah. I'm bringing my squeegee.
And this event is hosted by Sylvia
and
Mangini.
And we're both bringing our deodorant.
Yes, always. Always. And shortly after that, it's on to Bogota, Colombia.
By the way, thank you to Sylvia Mangini for putting all this together. It's really appreciated.
You bet. Zuntai. And then it's on to Colombia again for an interdimensional workshop with Adamas. The interdimensional workshop is really good if you're considering going to one of the mystery schools. It kind of sets the foundation. It gets into some basic principles.
It's an experience.
Yeah.
And I want to go back to that, too, because the one in Bogota, Colombia, I mean, the one in that's coming up in Brazil will be translated into Portuguese.
Yes.
And the one in Bogota, obviously, will be in Spanish.
Yes.
Translated
and,
in Spanish.
Yeah. And in Bogota, it's sponsored by Malu and Raisa.
That's right.
So we're looking forward to that. So a little South America in January, which is probably not a bad idea, considering it's been pretty cold here. February, on to Istanbul for a one day, our first time there, and I'm excited about that. I feel that there's some old connections with Istanbul. And so it'll be our first time there.
It's supposed to be an incredibly wonderful city.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, it should be amazing.
I've never been, so
yeah.
We'll see.
And actually, the amazing thing
is... And I haven't had a past experience there either.
Well, it's connecting with Chambre when we go to these different places. And if you haven't been to one of the international events, you know, outside the U.S., it's amazing because no matter where you go, whether it's South America, Europe, Asia, Chambre are Chambre. I mean, there is a common energy.
Even
when we check into the hotel, we haven't met anybody yet. You can just tell from across the lobby that it's Chambre. There's kind of a kindred spirit. Yeah,
it's absolutely true. And I might have said this last time, but we've been a guest at a few things, and where it's not people that are regular Chambre. And I realized, oh my God, we can feel the difference. We honestly, truly can feel the difference.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And we're really blessed and really lucky.
Yeah. So after Istanbul, it's a hop, skip, and a jump over to Egypt.
Sold out. Move on.
I am really looking forward to that. Well, actually, last year was amazing in Egypt.
It was.
And this year, we've got the whole boat to ourselves. Norman and Garrett are going to be there, Anders and Kachina. And we're gonna have a good time. I don't think Egypt will ever be the same.
I think it'll be a really special experience, and we hope that we'll get good recordings from it. John Kaderka, I handed him my equipment this morning, so he's going to update it and make sure that it's all up to snuff.
Cool. Then on to the other side of the world in March, we'll be going to Nagano, Japan, with Kuniaki and Megan for an interdimensional. Mm-hmm. Again, I love Japan. Kuniaki and Megan do a phenomenal job of putting everything together, and the food is great. The people are so honoring and loving.
The Japanese Chambre are amazing.
Yeah.
They are so focused and so clear about whatever it is they participate in.
Yep. April will be, we don't have it on the schedule yet, but we're probably going to do another interdimensional school here in Colorado, and we'll film it for future use. So that'll probably be early April. And in late April, on to?
Kelowna.
Kelowna, beautiful place. British Columbia, with our wonderful host, Tammy O'Reilly. We're going to be doing, actually, the mystery school there. So it'll be limited
to look at your own slide.
I did. That's why I was thinking interdimensional.
Oh.
So mystery school in Kelowna. Kelowna is a beautiful place.
It's a lovely setting.
If you want to join us at the mystery school, just a beautiful setting.
The weather's mild. There's a lot of nature. It's a very, very wonderful place to experience a school.
Then May, we hop over to Malta. We don't have all the details on this trip yet. We're working it out, but it'll be May 11th through the 17th. Malta, by the way, is a little island like... I think it's in the Mediterranean, but in that area, just kind of above Africa, below Italy. Yeah, is it considered the Mediterranean Ocean or sea at that point? Okay. Amazing historic place. We're going to do a lot of sightseeing, sacred places. Hopefully.
Well, it's incredibly amazing because it's some of the first real evidence of humans as civilized beings and community that date back even beyond, way beyond even Egypt.
Yeah.
So it's quite an astounding place, and it's interesting that it's sort of in the middle of the sea.
Yep. Okay, and then to Transylvania. Oh,
you didn't put
that slide in there. Wow.
I thought I saw that.
Wow.
The following weekend, we'll be doing the Mystery School in Transylvania. And I hear that Adamus is just almost dancing.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to it.
Because he wants to do it, and he really is excited about doing it in Transylvania.
This would be in, I think, the third weekend of May.
It's the weekend after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be in Transylvania,
yeah.
And then followed by syncretized teacher training.
Yep. So that's May.
In Transylvania.
And then July is going to be the Midsummer New Energy Conference, our annual gathering in Munich this year. We're going to limit it actually to about 300 people. Sometimes when it gets so big, it loses the
intimacy.
So we are going to limit it to about 300. At this point, we know some of the other presenters and channelers. Lee Harris, who's a channeler from England, does a beautiful job. Wendy Kennedy, many of you heard in Breckenridge last year. Really good channeler.
And Lee Harris was at the Midsummer in...
Taos.
No, yeah, but no, the Midsummer in...
Oh, Hamburg.
Hamburg,
Yeah. We'll have a lot of music with Johan, Anders and Kachina. We have a full lineup. So this will be available for sign-up on the website on Wednesday, I believe.
Or sooner. Actually,
no, probably not sooner.
Yeah, sooner.
Sooner?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
it already went out to the angels.
Okay, so by about Tuesday or Wednesday. Anyway, check the internet if you want to sign up.
I am going to throw it out there. We just, you know, the angels get advance notice, and they get a couple days to sign up. I have to tell you, now, I know the angels, you know, they're the ones that belong to the little program. I will tell you that if there are any indication, mm-hmm. don't wait too long to sign up for it, because we really do have a limited amount of space, and even with us announcing it, it's already, a lot of people are signing up already.
Yep.
And it really is limited. We do not have space like we did in Hamburg.
No, we chose a venue that was a little bit smaller on purpose.
On purpose.
So, okay, moving along. What next?
The man?
Oh, I think it's time for the Chambra
launch pad.
Wow. So I think the crew in the back, you're going to make the connection this time on Skype. So if you get that ready, and Linda and I will do a little introduction.
Oh, what happened?
You have a slide with our... Okay. So I'll get some water in the meantime, and I'll block the screen.
Okay.
Actually, they're getting set up for our Skype call, and our launch pad today is with Sharon Clark Rowlands. Do you want this?
Sure.
They're probably calling her right now, and somewhere in Canada. I forgot exactly where. Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, okay.
So, and Sharon has a book which... I read the other day. I really enjoyed it. It's clear. It's easy to read, but yet there's a lot of profound messages in it. It's called "Oh, We Should Have Told You," and actually, I wished I had written that book. I think it's like the angel saying, "By the way, we should have told you when."
Oh, there we go.
Great.
Hello, Sharon.
Hi.
Sharon, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We're getting it adjusted. It seems to be coming in pretty clear.
Okay.
Good. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. And
a little nervous.
A little nervous. You don't need to be. You're with Chambra. I was just telling everybody that we read your book the other day, and I really enjoyed it. It's very clear, very to the point, and entertaining.
Thank you.
And do you want to tell us a little bit about what caused you to write the book in the first place?
What caused me to
write
it?
Well, what made you want to do this beautiful creation?
Well, I've always wanted to do a book. And I guess like many people, I was doing another book, which wasn't going well. And this one just came to me.
And what the title, we should have told you, what does that mean?
Well, the title, first of all, I was trying to write another book, as I say, and it wasn't going well. And one night I was sitting at my computer and I heard, well, just pick out some little stories. And so I did that. And I sat with the pile for a couple of days thinking, well, what am I supposed to do with this pile of little stories? And then I had an experience where 2 days in a row, clerks at a store said to me, oh, we should have told you. And so I went home and I thought, what's that about? And so then I got, that's the title for your stories. And I thought, okay, well, what next? And then I sort of sat with the stories and got some suggestions for what I call the subtitles, like, oh, we should have told you, your life will go in circles, we should have told you, your spiritual journey will start with a crisis, that kind of thing. And so that's how the book developed.
And what was your favorite, or what is your favorite, oh, we should have told you?
Sorry, I can't hear you for that question.
Sure. What is your favorite, oh, we should have told you? What do you really wish they would have told you?
I don't know. The story that has received the best response is the McDonald's dinner story. I don't know if you recall it. It's the one where I was just a synchronicity of events, and I ended up at McDonald's, which I don't tend to frequent. And
we all say that. We all say we never go to McDonald's.
I really don't frequent them.
Pardon?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
And you said you interrupted by saying?
I interrupted by saying we all say we don't go to McDonald's, but we get disguised and go through the drive-through.
Anyway, I ended up ordering two dinners because I had managed to put the coupon in my pocket. And when I turned around, there was the only empty table in the place was beside a man who was sitting there nursing a coffee and looked very much like he couldn't afford a dinner. And so I sat down beside him and I said, have you had your dinner? And he said, no, I haven't. And I said, well, that's why I ordered two dinners. And I gave him one and I kept one. And it was... So when I walked away, it was very natural, I guess is what I wanted to say, even though part of me is thinking, what are you doing? And when I walked away, the man gave me the best smile and a great thank you. And I walked away and I thought, you know, that man was sitting there, I believe. I believe he was a street person, and he was sitting in McDonald's nursing a coffee, which was probably all he could afford, and smelling the food, and I thought, and I came in and I provided him with a dinner, and I thought, I want to remember that for times when I'm in his position, that I want to remember that right now somebody's walking towards me with the piece of the puzzle that I'm missing.
Mm. Excellent.
So that would be my favorite story.
Yeah, that's great. And Sharon, I noticed that you published through Lulu.
Yes.
And I'm familiar with that, but would you tell people a little bit about it, just so they know it's really, really easy.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Lulu because it gives me an opportunity to acknowledge a great deal of assistance that I had, human assistance. I was only capable of doing a Word document. That's the limit of my computer skills at that time. And Ashambra from the message board, whose name is Redwood, Dawn Anderson, she agreed to help me. Offered to help me, and she did all the editing, the layout, and the technical stuff uploading to Lulu. So for technical stuff, I don't know anything. Dawn did that. What I do know for Lulu is you can take what Dawn and I did. We took a Word document. Dawn laid it out, and I believe you can even get a program now, this like software that will help you lay out a book. And then Lulu just prints it. And the beauty is you can order just one copy, or you can order as many as you want, of course. But for very little money, you can have a copy of your book in your hand.
Yeah. And also, people can order your book through Lulu.com.
Yeah. Now, what I have discovered in that regard is Lulu, by my definition, is very user-friendly for American authors. The printing cost is very reasonable with Lulu, but I found that shipping and handling outside of the United States is pricey.
Yes.
But if you're an American author, dynamite.
Yeah.
Sell within the country. But as I say, I have found it's a little pricey to come to Canada.
Yeah, and there's other services in different countries around the world that are similar. Lulu lets you automatically upload your files. They print it in a book. You can get just one copy or 10 or 100.
That's
and
right.
People can
that's
buy
right.
it through there.
Yes.
It's so easy these days. And that's one of the things I love about the Launchpad is letting everybody know it's easy to do
you
this
can
stuff.
Do it.
You
if,
can do it.
If you choose to, yes, you can do
can.
It.
Yes, yeah. You can. And I've noticed in glancing through Lulu, some of the books are like 10 pages long, like it doesn't have to be a masterpiece.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to have their own little books and maybe you only have like 12 poems, put them in a book.
Yeah.
It's so exciting to receive a book and say, hey, this is my book.
And Sharon, I really enjoyed your book. Again, I found it insightful and just entertaining. It was fun to read. I was just going to kind of skim through it, and then I found myself going into and reading every word. So I truly enjoy it.
Well, and you can see that you don't have to, it's not like reading the Bible, that it's really, truly,
yeah.
You can just read bits and pieces and just enjoy a message at a time.
So Sharon, thank you for being on the Launchpad today. We're going to take a big, deep breath with you, for your creation, and thanking you for being here with us today and hopefully encouraging other Shambra to do, whether it's books or music or opening a restaurant or whatever, doing counseling, whatever happens to be, it's time to get out there and just do it.
Good. Thank you. And I agree with you. Yes, it is time to just do it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
And I believe we have some of the books here if anybody's interested.
Oh, we do. Good.
Yes.
Good, and I think they're $10 here.
If $12
Canadian or
U.S.
No, it's a joke.
$8
in our store as a digital download. Okay, I think it's really important to note again: getting stuff out these days is really, really easy with this age of technology.
In the last 10 years, it's evolved in such a way that just I just think it was almost unimaginable. It's really amazing.
Yeah, and it's fun to do.
Well, it used to be that you had to have this huge investment, and you had to be willing to, you couldn't afford to do less than 500, 1,000 books at a time.
Yeah.
And now you can literally do this small run, and if somebody picks it up and wants to run with it bigger, you've launched your own product.
Well, and even along those lines with CDs these days, there's a lot of ways to get, if you have a music CD, there's a lot of ways to get it out easily, or digital download, or print on demand. So no excuses. Just it's time to get it done.
You can do it.
Absolutely. So do we have the slides back? It's time.
Oh, looks like CNN. Did you rip that off?
No. I do not rip off. No. Actually, if you want to know all this art and slides and everything else,
you shouldn't give away all your secrets.
You just go onto some of these online websites where you pay a small amount of money, you download it, you customize it, and boom, you look like a hero, right? Or something, right? Okay.
You're my hero.
Shambra News, just a couple of quick things. A couple new products. The recent Adamus channel from New Year's over in Evergreen, we put into a downloadable product, no physical product, just downloadable, and it's called What Lies Ahead 2010 and Beyond, of course featuring Adamus. It's about 3 hours long, including some pretty direct, strong messages about what he sees ahead, and then into the question and answer segment, which... That was good.
He was strong.
He hasn't done many questions and answers sessions like Tobias used to always do. So,
and it's not, you know, I thought it would be more of a celebration, and it's not.
What, the whole thing or the questions and answers?
No, the whole thing. I mean, he's really, this is very, very real about what's going on and what's happening and where
wasn't,
it's going.
It wasn't light.
No.
But it was good.
But not, it was good.
So this is available on the Crimson Circle website as a digital download. A lot of really good insights.
Very informative.
Yep. And then
it was like a college lecture.
It was.
He was very serious.
Other new product. I know some of you attended or logged into the recent the journaling workshop or journaling gateway to mastery with Patricia Auberding, who's right here in the front row.
And can we just throw the camera at her?
No, don't throw the camera at her. Just you don't want to do that. How about just a little picture?
Glad you're here, Patricia.
So we put this together as a DVD. So you have, it's about 3 hours also. Patricia goes through the importance of journaling, how to journal, what to do with everything that you have. By the way, Sharon, our launch pad today, started out with just journaling, mm-hmm. just writing notes and putting those together, eventually turned into a book. So we have this beautiful product from Patricia, journaling. It is now available as a DVD. Physical product actually will be available. You can't order it today. It'll be about a week before it's available. And I should know the answer, but are we going to have that as a digital download or is it strictly physical? John, do you know, are we going to do it as a digital download?
We're supposed to make these decisions before we get here.
Yeah, but, you know, why not do it right here and with everybody? Yeah, it'd be kind of nice to do that because there's a lot of people that don't want to pay for shipping or, you know, the other side of the world and they have duty and taxes and stuff like that. So this will be available in about a week.
Do both.
Yeah. Hey, this is the new energy. We'll do both. Anyway, we're going to take a break in just a few minutes.
What?
These are all good. Sign of the times, just kind of interesting slides to end up this portion. I don't know if you can see that real well, but, you know, after the holidays, you try to get a little customer service help at the store. And to me, I saw this, like complaint department, a hand grenade. So,
that does not look
these
like
are actual real shots. This is a matter of perspective. Maybe we could turn down the lights so we could see a little bit better. Yeah, could we hit the lights? There we go. Okay.
That's really funny, huh?
It's just a different perspective. Okay, we'll keep these going. I like this one. Photographer just happened to be there at the right moment. Catch a shot.
That's a scary one.
It's actually done with, a certain type of lens. I don't want to say wide angle, but anyway, it just makes them appear close, but they're really not.
Wait.
What?
Look at the name of who produced that.
Habib.com.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Let's not do profiling here on somebody's name. Okay, I kind of like this. Yeah, did you ever have one of those days? And finally, this from Larry Clark.
The Wiener Bomber would have not been able to get on the plane had that dog been there.
You have to take a close look, but the sheriff is holding a pair of underwear trying to get the dog to pick up the scent. Look at the look on that dog's face. Like, you want me to do what? What? Anyway, so we're going to take a break in just a few minutes, but not before we acknowledge the staff. Everybody who sets up the hall. And
we're very fortunate to have the team that we do.
And again, the work starts, the work is going on all the time with the staff putting together everything for the webcast. They get here early.
Kiderka shows up about
8 o'clock, mm-hmm. and the staff stays here late. So if you see them wandering around today, please give them a hug because they do an incredible job. So we're going to take a 30-minute break. We're going to take a 30-minute break and come back, see what Adamas has to say.
Whoa.